I guess I'm really kind of curious how the people in cross-cultural studies and music see those mostly non-musical things I've talked about having to do with social software. Maybe they're just kind of, you know, little things I happened to mention and never went into enough depth with for them to really see what to do with them. Maybe I should have tried to assign things more so that I would not sort of leave it for them to define what was going on and build whatever needed to be built or look into things that they wanted to know more about. Essentially, for the most part, the problem that I've run into again and again with undergraduates is that they aren't particularly inclined to be curious to the point of following up on something that gets mentioned as an interesting idea or whatever. And that's because their lives consist of assignments and deadlines and stuff like that. On the other hand, what I've been able to be sort of totally consumed by in, well, most of the last 12 and a half years, really, has been following my own curiosity. And that's one of the wonderful things about having the job of reference librarian, is that, you know, to go back to what Alan Smith said, it all counts. It's all okay. So if I decide I'm going to be interested in some particular thing that has some sort of connection to what my supposed specialization is, well, that's up to me. And what's really been different about that in the last 10 years is I have had the medium to collect stuff about that in the web, to sort of self-publish my own process. And I don't know that I've ever thought that the main purpose of that was anything but my own edification. I mean, that's really what the whole thing is about, is I continue to try to educate myself about stuff. Every so often I do kind of want to put it out there for somebody, and I guess that was the inspiration behind taking up teaching again. Although when I look back on it, it's never been very satisfactory, except episodically. There would be particular classes that went really well, or that I think got stuff across to people. But whole courses, I'm not so sure. Partly because of my own discomfort with the format of the course. So on the one hand, I spent all this time thinking about this course and that course and making a course and so forth, when really what I wanted to do was go from episode to episode and not be bound by anything that even remotely approached a linear structure. And the fact is, institutions like colleges and so on, they really don't want that. What they want is linear structure and what they're pleased to speak of as rigor and accessibility of outcomes and so on. And all I care about really is getting people thinking and experimenting and working on their own structures of evolving knowledge, realizing that they're there, realizing that they're in their hands, that they're responsible for their own wetware and all that stuff. And working within the framework of courses has been up and down, partly because many of the students really didn't know quite what to do with the freedom to take bits and pieces and do what they would with them, because they didn't have any experience of doing that in other course settings. It worked better, I guess I would say, with university scholars, because all in all, they're more inclined to be independent learners. But I can't really say that I think it worked really well with them, even, except in the occasional bitter piece. But of course, what it did work well with, for the most part, was me, in that I learned a lot of stuff that I thought was interesting and worthwhile to be reading about and trying to summarize either for myself or, more often, to gather materials about for some putative user who might come along and find a web page and follow the links and so on. What I guess I've done far too often is build collections of links, but not really provide them with enough context to be really useful.